Greg Tripper, what's with all these sad songs?
It's kind of a melancholy record, isn't it? I guess it's been a melancholy kind of year.
You see me moping around and say I've got it easy. If this is easy, I'll take a bite out of my shoes. A glass of wine, I'm feeling pretty weary. But I'll be just fine once I dream away these blues.
New music from Greg Tripper, a Nashville singer and songwriter by way of New Jersey, where he was born and bred. He spent time later in the music scenes in Austin and New York. This is Greg Tripper's seventh album, with lyrics like this one: I think you're lonely as a Sunday morning that never had a Saturday night. Tripper teamed up with producer Dan Penn, a legendary figure from the world of Southern Soul and the fabled Muscle Shoals Studios in Alabama. Together they made an album with the driving rhythm and keyboards of soul and a deep streak of blue.
I always try to write a song that's, no matter how sad it might be, I try to leave room for hope at the end, you know. And but there's a couple on here that don't really have any doors out, which even surprised me.
There's one, I don't know which one you're thinking about. I'm thinking of Sad, Sad Girl, which is just you just sink into a woman who is down as down can get.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a funny story with that. It's it must be on my last three or four records, there seems to always be a sad, sad girl song. And even my sister, she's like, you know, Greg, would you please move on from the, you know, from these poor sad women, you know? And I agreed with her. I said, you know, you're right. I don't think I'll put that on the record.
She's a sad, sad girl. Sad, sad girl.
Dan Penn, when I played songs for Dan...
Dan Penn is your producer.
Yeah, Dan's the producer of the record, yeah. The way he would tell me that he liked a song, he'd say, now, Greg, I'd cut that song. And if he didn't like a song too much, he would go, now, Greg, would you cut that song?
You mean cut it, put it on tape.
Yeah. That's how he... Would you record that song? And when I played a Sad, Sad Girl, he goes, now, Greg, I'd cut that song. So I went ahead and said, okay, well, we'll keep it on the record.
Once in a long, long while, she might attempt a smile, but it works in reverse. She starts to hurt even worse. Sad, sad. In a sad, sad world, she don't try to fight it, won't try to hide it. A sad, sad girl.
What do you think he brought as a producer to you?
Well, number one, he wouldn't let us do anything without the keyboard going down with recording, which was exactly what I was looking for as well. But there were even songs that were more of a kind of singer-songwriter folk thing that our keyboard player, Kevin McKendry, he was sitting on the couch, goes, I really don't hear anything. And Dan looked at him and said, well, you got to have something on there. We got you here. You can't just sit here and not play. Go play the Farfisa. It's a small song, so we'll give it a small sound.
Then what's the Farfisa?
Farfisa is that's an old-sounding kind of keyboard. What's the best way to describe it? Augie Myers from the Sir Doug Quintet days, that was a real prominent sound in their sort of, I guess you'd call it a Tex-Mex kind of thing.
Where do we hear the Farfisa on the CD?
It's in Don't Let It Go to Waste.
Al is your strange as ever, cause whenever I come on by,
no Farfisa yet.
Look at me over your threshold, then you hang me out to dry. How you mean because it's in your nature? For me, it's kind of hard to tell. Boys, can't you see she hates you? I think you're lonely as a cheap motel. Cause in your eyes,
there
tell
is.
You what I see. Just the hint.
It's that high,
yeah.
Plinkly kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the Farfisa organ.
I don't care how small, just a little. Might not be for me at all.
But Alice, don't let it go to waste.
We were talking about your producer, Dan Penn. You quote him on the jacket of your CD. He told you something about the way you were singing.
Yeah, we were listening back to, in the song Lonesome For You Now, I got to the first bridge, and I said, Dan, I'm singing flat on that line there.
I can sail like Ulysses, I can fly like a hawk. I'm the mighty Mississippi, rolling to the Gulf.
He said, well, man, I didn't hear that. And so he said, let's rewind it. We went back and listened again. And I said, see? He said, you're not singing flat. You're just on the sad side of the note.
That's great.
That was a quote to be quoted, I thought.
Do you remember that from time to time?
Oh, yeah. Every time I sing that song, I think of it. It doesn't bother me if I'm going to go flat, because we certainly kept it. As soon as he said that, I said, we're keeping that, whether I think it's flat or not.
Greg Trooper, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me.
Down a mountain, a glacier makes its way. Eyes can't see the progress it makes. It's a long, long, long journey, but I've found out will break, and still I'm so lonesome for you. Yeah, I'm so lonesome for you now.
Greg Trooper's new CD is titled Make It Through This World. You can hear other songs from the album at our website, npr.org.